Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
In just 54 days, the Women's Football World Cup kicks off in Australia and New Zealand, and the anticipation here at home is really building as the first Irish women's team gets ready to head off in just a few short weeks in the hopes of footballing glory. What impact is this exciting development in Irish sport having on the younger girls who are playing here now? Well, Evelyn O'Rourke has been out to visit the home clubs of two of the big names on the Irish team, captain Katie McCabe and Louise Quinn, to talk to the young girls there about their heroes. And Evelyn, the players really will be the focus of so much attention this summer as they line out for Ireland at that World Cup. And the younger girls at home here, they're very excited about it.
Very excited myself, Claire. Having spent the week discussing it, I'm now peak excitement with it. I mean, you know, you remember that magic morning when they won, Amber Barrett had sealed the deal with the goal. We talked to her here on the programme. So we know now that all eyes are going to be on the World Cup, which kicks off, put into the diary, July 20th and runs until August 20th. And our team is in Group B. But for these young players that I've been talking to, they are so thrilled to see this team in action. They know the names of the team. They can tell you all about their performances. And it's all part of this bigger growth in women's football over the last decade, which really, it's just so encouraging. Like, when I was looking at this, the current team, again and again, the biogs will say, she started off playing with the boys' team. There was no girls' team locally. I go out to these clubs now and there's so many girls' teams and it's just really, really wonderful. There are over 525 clubs now offering girls' and women's football teams.
So you went out to meet some of the young players. They've been inspired by the women on the national team. And you started, Evelyn, with the home club of the captain, Katie McCabe at Temple Oak United.
Yes, now I started there. Now, when you look back at it, we have to say she started first at her very local club in Kilnamana and Crumlin United when she was really, really young. And then she played with the boys' youth teams, and then her first girls' team, age 10, was at Temple Oak United. So I wanted to go and meet the new Katie McCabes and hear about the players there and what she means to them. And Katie's Ireland's captain. She's had an extraordinary career. You know, she's a professional footballer, obviously. She plays for Arsenal midfield. She will be leading the Irish women's team out in their opening game against the host Australia. Big day. So she herself has talked about her roots, how she had to play with her brother and the boys' teams, and that she didn't even know that women could play football when she was really young. That's all changed now, thanks to players like hers you'll hear now. And these are some of the under-14s at Temple Oak United who are huge fans of hers.
Who's the famous star from Temple Oak United?
I know,
Katie McCabe. And how exciting is it that she went to this club?
She's our idol.
She's really good. We can look up to her.
Very good role model for a club.
And why do you play football?
Because, like, boys think they're so good and that they have more physical, but we're more skillful and we're just genuinely better.
People think that girls can't play football, but they can.
I play football because I like it.
Fidelma, why football for you? Like, is this your main sport or do you play loads of sports?
I play a couple of sports, but football is my main sport. So you play in a team and, like, you feel connected to everybody on your team.
Now, one of the main stars of the show is Katie McCabe, and she started where?
Temple Oak.
Does that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of her matches and she's really good.
Why is she good? What does she do with the ball?
She's great at, like, getting the strikers into good positions and great passes. She's a really good player, yeah.
Who's the star of Temple Oak United?
Katie McCabe. She's my idol.
Why?
Well, I always go to her matches and she's just so good, and I got her signed autograph.
And was she nice to you about it?
Yeah, very nice.
And what do you learn from seeing her play?
Skills. Very good leader.
And why do you play football?
Because it's fun. I want to prove boys wrong.
That what? You can play it as well as they can or even better?
Yeah.
She means a lot to me. She's a good captain and she's a good leader and she knows how to carry her team and make sure they're all in their places. So.
Will you watch the World Cup?
Yes, I will, yeah. I want to see all their skills and I want to see how they work together as a team.
And is it important to you that Katie's from this club, that she wore that shirt?
Yeah, it is, because she's representing the club now as well. So kids can look up to her.
When she was our age, she was playing here, and maybe we could follow her footsteps one day.
I enjoy playing football because I enjoy coming up to training and being with my friends and having a good time.
We're a really good team and we work well together. It means a lot to me because since she played for this club, it shows us that we can get far as well. Start out small and then come as big as her. I just like the people that I train with. This is the team I love.
Aww, that's so cute.
Making me tear up.
Making me tear up. You went then over to Blessington Football Club. That's the home club for player Louise Quinn, another big name on the Ireland women's team. So who did you meet there, Evan?
Oh, this was great fun. I went out on Wednesday evening to meet the under-12s team, and they're so excited about their connection with Louise because they had this really special event a few weeks ago. They unveiled a wonderful mural, a picture of Louise, right, which is right on the front wall of the club. So they are, you know, so proud about their connection with her. And again, I was told that Louise had to play with the boys when she first started, age 7 and 8. She played with the boys team until 12, when you aren't allowed anymore, and then she moved on. Again, Louise has been playing magnificently professionally for years since she graduated from UCD. She's a key part of the Birmingham squad now. But here I started with Vinny. He was Louise's first coach when she was 7 years old, and she and Vinny's son Derek started training together. Vinny,
Evan.
When I looked up Louise Quinn, yes. It said she started playing football with her friend Derek, whose dad offered to coach. And here's the dad. What age was she?
When she started playing with Blessington, she was 8. But she had done a bit of training maybe the year before that, when she was 6, 7. But I knew her from the time she started school, 4 and a half or 5. She went to school with my son Derek, junior infants up. Being the athlete that she was, great sporty person, she loved football. As it was every day, lunch break, whatever they had, they were out kicking the ball. So she would come down to our house after school. She'd walk down with Derek, out they go onto the green.
So when you were coaching, were there many girls playing?
No, Louise was the first to start. There were no girls teams. As far as I know, Louise was the very first girl to actually wear the green shirt of Blessington.
The athleticism was there from the start. Could you see that in her?
She was a great athlete, sprinter. You know, she was really fast. I could see determination. Obviously, she had skill. She had a huge will to win. Even if it wasn't just winning the match, she wanted to win her battle with whoever she was played against.
At that young age?
Yes, absolutely. Incredible. She really, well, it's easy to say that, but it's noticeable now when you see her. Obviously, she's developed into this magnificent athlete now, but it started off at a very young age, believe me.
Was it her height? Was it the speed for somebody tall?
Genuinely, it wasn't, because at 7 or 8, she was certainly average size. She wasn't really muscular either. She was quite thin and wiry, and she loved to get in and tackle, you know, particularly against the lads. They'd run away, some of them.
So you'd be on the sideline laughing to yourself, because you'd know they've underestimated her.
Totally, yeah. You'd laugh even before the match. You'd see the manager smirking, maybe. You knew they were going to get a rude awakening,
I mean, you must have enjoyed watching her journey. It must give you such pleasure.
Absolutely. It's incredible, really. But it's great. I mean, it just shows you in a small community what you can do. Blessington is very lucky to have Louise as a sporting ambassador. It was just beautiful.
You were her first coach, really.
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was lucky to be her coach, because she didn't need a lot of coaching, to be honest.
You'll be shouting at the TV.
I'll be shouting at the TV.
The whole country will. The whole country will. That's the truth of it. Now, the team you met at training there, they're under 12s, and they're all really enjoying their football, but what do they have to say about it all?
Oh, just like that gang in Temple Oak United, you know, they just talk about joy, Claire, the joy they get from playing. They love showing the boys. They kept saying that they're just as good as them, if not better. The competitive edge is there. They love building on their skills, and that is why Katie and Louise and the rest of the team is so, so important to them. So here we start with JP, who's their coach. He introduces me to the girls, and they tell me more about their football training.
Okay, girls, let's get our warm-up done. In twos, straight out, Cara, take them out nice and slow. Lots of movement, get the arms going, put to the halfway line and back. So get the blood going.
JP, telling me exactly where we are now and who's training here.
Well, we're up in Blessington Football Club. Today training, we have the under-12 girls.
Now, the big thing about Louise Quinn is that she played with boys, because this is really a growing sport.
That's right. There was no girls team in Blessington Football Club when Louise was here. So these girls that are here with us today, they're the first girls team to come out of the academy. I've had them since they were 5 and 6.
Ah, you're kidding me.
Yeah. I have 18 girls now on my team.
So Louise is what, 30, 32 now, right?
Yeah.
She was on her own. Look
That's
at
right.
the growth in that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's needed in club. The GAA have lots of girls teams. So it's nice to see now the soccer club are starting to get more girls teams.
So how many girls teams do you have now in Blessington?
We have 2 girls teams, and we've girls in the academy now, so we'll have another team coming out of the academy. Hopefully in the future we can get more girls teams in the club. You talk to any of the girls in our team and it's all Louise Quinn this, Louise Quinn that, and we're down in Tala, we're supporting the Irish team and screaming at Louise, and after every game she'd be coming over to them. So like, the influence is unreal with our girls. You know, when they see Louise and the career she's had, there's influence there, can travel the world playing football, you know, and it's brilliant to see.
Okay, you're going to bring me over to introduce me. They're hard at work here doing their trainings. Passing and moving. Go on, pass to me. Go on.
I'm Kaylin and I'm 10.
I'm Penny and I'm 10.
I'm Owen and I'm 10.
I'm Holly and I'm 11.
I'm Cara and I'm 11.
I just like football because I think it's fun, and then it's also like, I like the competitive side of it.
The same as my friend Holly, competitive side, and for my dad, following his path.
What position do you like to play in?
Goalie and right mid.
Why do you love playing your football?
Because my brother played it and I wanted... because he was really good.
What position do you play in?
right mid, run up the fields, basically.
Well, I love playing soccer because it's really fun and it's great exercise.
And did you know the rules? Were they playing it at home or was it something new for you?
It was kind of new, but my dad was the manager of my brother's team, so he kind of taught me.
There you are now. They're all talking about how much they love the competition. And we were told yesterday they shouldn't be in any competitions until they're 12. That's the GAA rule that we were reminded about. Now, the great excitement building for the Women's World Cup kicking off in a few weeks in Australia, as we said. The girls are all really looking forward to the matches, Evan.
Oh, look, they can tell you all about the tournament and how they'll be on school holidays. They can watch it all. And the timings should fall okay. The energy was really lovely. But if you, Claire, at home now getting all excited yourself and you'd like to see the women in action and show your support to them before they head off. Tickets have just gone on sale for friendly that the women's team is playing against Zambia in Talis Stadium on June 22nd. A big FAI fixture there. So go get your tickets for that. But in the meantime, we're going to listen more to some of the more girls from both Katie McCabe's home club and Louise Quinn's as they share their excitement about the whole event.
Well, like, she's gone so far from when she started. She's amazing now.
Do you like the idea of playing in the same club as the famous Louise Quinn?
Yeah.
So what position does Louise play in?
Centre defence.
Did you ever get to see her play?
I went to go see a few of her matches. It was really good.
And she was up in the club recently.
To, like, see how the club's doing.
What did she think of the picture of herself?
Well, she couldn't, like, speak.
And you're kind of like, I'm Blessington too.
Yeah.
Katie McCabe playing against Ronaldo, she'd so smash him.
Fight and talk. Would you like to play for Ireland women's team?
I'm Leila Prendeville and I believe I can play for Ireland one day.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
I like playing football because I like having loads of people around me and it's good having a team that you can have a good time in.
It's good coming up to training and knowing that you can be yourself around your friends.
Like the people around us, like if you ever need to chat with them, like they're always there for you and they're just such a good team.
Like you'd be in school and they'd be picking teams of football and all the girls would be picked last because they think that girls can't do as good as boys, but we can do even better.
Go Katie!
And that friendly is coming up against Zambia on the 22nd of June. You were saying, Evelyn, that the tickets are on sale now.
Go buy them. Go buy them.
Show
your support.
Ahead of the World Cup, which we'll all be watching in the summer. Thank you very much, Evelyn. Still to come in the next hour, arrests this morning for the attempted murder of PSNI senior officer John Caldwell will have the latest. Ken O'Sullivan tells us all about barrel jellyfish and whether we should be worried or not. Chef Brian McDermott will be here with some fabulous barbecue recipes and with tensions simmering in the coalition over how to spend the surplus. The Friday gathering looks back over the big stories of the week. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.